A little better now, isn't it?
I said to meet him as a very good teacher, coach. I left there and began to teach in an institute up in Bogain. Same building, that house right there.
What, I didn't across here, yeah, across the road?
After, the main place I thought was downtown. They moved it from there out here.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I talked with a gentleman there from 1907 till 1912. And I married in 1912. A man in lived in Allisonville, something kind of above it in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived up there 5 years, and I came back here and began work again.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in this kind until I retired.
I see. Mm-hmm. And,
I was above 70 when I they said I could retire, but when they started paying this endowment, it was very small. The first check I got was $25. And I said I couldn't live on that. So I told on until it increased gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And they pay me now $200 retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where you meet your friends mostly, do you meet them in church or do you go back to the school or?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I meet them in church. Mostly.
Uh-huh.
I belong to a club. I'm head of a little organization here known as a society.
Mm-hmm.
And I have plenty of work around to do in the community.
Oh, yes, you do.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have.
Do you read very much or don't you have time?
I read sometimes. That's what's trouble with me now. My eyes, I might say, are failing.
Mm-hmm.
And the glands that I have, glasses, don't seem to help me very much. But I can read the large letters, and when I write with ink, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to slow down on my reading on account of my eyes beginning to be. But I really like to read.
Mm-hmm.
I have magazines, the Christian Herald, and the Better Homes, and I got the Ebony, and I have my Sunday school lessons to get out, and all like that. I have plenty of reading to do.
Plenty to do. Mm-hmm.
And I sew, I make quilts. Let's see. Yeah. That's what I'm working on now.
Oh, that's
a little quilt.
Beautiful.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
And I can sell them. And that was some of them young, you see that?
Oh, yes.
That's called a doorstop.
Oh, yes.
And I had two of them. I gave one to my niece today when she came to buy him. I like to make things like that, art things.
Very beautiful. Very pretty. Uh-huh.
Now that's called a doorstop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make another one when I get through this quilt.
Sounds to me as if you're very busy.
And I had some chickens, as I said. I wanted six hens and a rooster. And I got to my six hens, and now these old, there's people got dogs around here just like old, that's in droves.
Mm.
I think I counted 12 in a drove one day, going cross over. And yesterday evening, I came in from church. I keep them in the yard, chicken yard all the time. But I let them out late in the evening. I let them out yesterday evening, them old dogs got them on them, and mine, the old bush, hurt me so bad, they bruised up two hens, fat hens, and killed them, and I happened to get them before they got cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to dress them. A lady helped me dress them last night, just as fat as me.
Mm-hmm.
And they laid well, and I had a fat